66 South Broadway is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
American Freedom Network, and of course, hopefully this morning we're going to have our pastor, Billy Crone, with us. Pastor, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Monteith.
Okay, well, it's good to have you. I just want to make one quick remark for our listening audience. I don't know how many of them wasted their time watching the debate last night, but I always like to see what the enemy are doing. You have to understand that both candidates are controlled. Both candidates don't discuss any of the important issues. You notice they don't talk about the globalism. One reason we're having problems here is we've shipped so many of our jobs overseas. Did you notice that neither candidate mentioned the Federal Reserve System that created the whole thing, that we need to get back to an asset-backed monetary system? That neither candidate talked about certainly the immigration problem and... Oh, neither candidate suggested that English should be the official language of our country so we could be a sovereign nation, because neither candidate believes in sovereignty for our nation. They're dedicated to this idea of the one world government. So once you understand that both candidates are affiliated with the elite who control our society, we have a one-party system, and it's all show business, then it makes so much more sense. Both of the actors did a great job last night. But they never talked about what the real issues are or the plan to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people. Well, with that as a background, Pastor Billy Crone has put together a wonderful 10-part series entitled The Final Countdown. And there are 10 parts to it, 10-hour DVDs, which we do carry. We think that they're great, and we hope more and more people want to get them so they can begin to put what is going on today politically and ideologically and culturally into the spiritual background, because you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on the political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And behind the various organizations we talk about are always the strong spiritual forces of the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world. And with that as a background, Pastor Crone, you pick up the story here.
Well, you know, I really appreciate you bringing out that aspect of just with the current events and how there's so much more going on than meets the eye. And frankly, until you find that out, nothing's going to make sense.
Right.
And that's the whole premise that we put together from a biblical point of sense with the Final Countdown series. And we took a look at 10 different signs to indicate how do we know that we're approaching the last days. And what makes this time so different, to answer the scoffer? You know, you wacky Christians for 100 years have been saying this, you know, wearing those sandwich boards and doing all this stuff. What makes it so different? Well, and then, of course, that's why we deal also with current topics, the things that are happening as of up to this year. It's a completely current series. We insert video clips all over the place so that you can see the talking heads with your own eyes. This isn't just, you know, joeschmo.com, wackyconspiracyguy.org information. This is stuff that you can see on your news, but it will make no sense. Why are these people driving the economy down? Why are they destroying the American dollar? Why are they doing this? Why do they not talk about the real issues like you just said? Well, it will drive you up a wall. It will make absolutely no sense unless you understand it from a biblical point of view, because God mapped this stuff out of love for people to let them know you better wake up because the end is near. This is what we are seeing is all part of the rise of the Antichrist kingdom that the Bible prophesied 2,000 years ago would come on the world scene prior to Jesus' second coming. And so we wanted to get this information out because there is so much happening in the current news. We are seeing for the first time Bible prophecy passages coming to pass in great detail like never before in the history of mankind. Even some of it is just within a few years. And there's 10 parts. We've already dealt with the first one that we deal with was the Jewish people. If you want to know how close it is, hey, keep your eyes on the Jewish people. That's kind of like God's prophetic time clock. The last one we dealt with was with modern technology, which is something that we are so immersed in our society, yet we have no idea that the thing that we call the rat race is actually a sign that we're in the last days, where people are traveling to and fro. We have knowledge at our fingertips like never before. That's a sign that we're in the last days. And with this one that we're going to deal with today, it's worldwide upheaval. The apostles approached Jesus, his disciples, and they had said, hey, Jesus, you know, tell us, when is this going to be? Give us a heads up, if you will, in the vernacular. What are some signs to indicate when we know it's getting close to your second coming? And Jesus, of course, being a loving teacher, he tells them. And he doesn't do something bland like you know, Nostradamus and his quatrains that anybody could read anything into. He's very, very specific. And again, that's a whole different distinction from the biblical point of view. He tells them specifically, you watch out. You watch out for these things. Here's what the text says in Matthew 24. He said, first of all, watch out that no one deceives you. The whole thing is going to be deceit. What do you see going on today? It's an absolute issue of deceit. They're not telling you what's really going on. But that's just the beginning. We haven't seen anything yet. He said, for many will come in my name claiming that I am the Christ and will deceive many. That we'll deal with on part four with the rise of falsehood. But he says this. He starts going into specifics. He says, you're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you're not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Then you're going to see nation rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And, of course, this is all on a global scale. He said, there's going to be famines and earthquakes in various places, and all these things are the beginning of birth pains. In other words, the first half of the seven-year tribulation. And it's kind of just a side note here, very interesting terminology that Jesus uses for the seven-year tribulation. Birth pains, that the first half of it is the birth pains. And if anybody's had children, if you had the privilege or terror to be there with your wife when she's giving birth, that's exactly what happens. The closer it gets to the birth, the worse it gets. And that's exactly what you see in the book Revelation, and that's what we're headed for.
Okay, hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Billy Crone. Final Countdown. And we'll hear more about it back here. America.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Here's what John McCain says about his health care plan.
Let's give every American family a $5,000 refundable tax credit.
But here's what McCain's not telling you. He'd make you pay income taxes on your health benefits, taxing health insurance for the first time ever. The $5,000 tax credit, McCain's own website says it goes straight to the insurance companies, not to you, leaving you on your own to pay McCain's health insurance tax. And that's not all. McCain's tax will drive up costs, causing employers to drop coverage. Experts say 20 million could lose their insurance. We just can't afford John McCain.
Barack Obama's plan, strengthen employer-based coverage by reducing costs, cover pre-existing conditions, and recruit doctors and nurses to serve in small towns and rural communities. Read his plan at barackobama.com.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
Millions of women have been misdiagnosed and been given dangerous prescription drugs. In reality, they're simply suffering from hormone imbalance. Stress, environmental chemicals, poor nutrition, and age all can affect your hormones. Do you have hormone deficiency? Find out with our simple self-test that will help you determine if your hormones are suboptimal. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your free test or visit our website at radiantclinicolorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Kroll, and we're talking about the things that are going on today. And, of course, our Lord told us that in the latter days there are going to be all these signs, wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes. And people say, well, but they've always been earthquakes. How do you respond to that sort of thing, Pastor?
Well, I think a lot of it's just, again, take a look at the facts. I think a lot of people, at least I used to be when I was a skeptic, I thought that Christians were a bunch of dumb idiots that had to have some book tell them what to do, and I'm much more smarter and intellectual than that. I'd be the first one that would make claims that the Bible was just a book whooped up by man, and I don't need to give heed to that, and Christians are a bunch of hypocrites. But really, I was the hypocrite looking back, because if a person who's a genuine seeker of the truth, if you're not going to be a hypocrite, even Aristotle knew this, is you need to give the benefit of the doubt to the document itself. It is not to be arrogated by the critic himself. And so if you really want to know the truth, and you're going to make these bold statements about the scripture and why it's a bunch of baloney, if that's what you feel, then I'm sure that you read it. And I never did. I never really investigated it. And I think that's what a lot of people do today. They just, they repeat the rhetoric that's been parroted towards them in the media. And so when these signs clearly are happening, people say, oh, no, that's a bunch of baloney. We know this, blah, blah, blah. Really, well, just take a look at the facts. That's how I respond, and that's what we deal with. We just bring out the facts. We challenge people all the time. Go check them out for yourself. Now, when it comes to the earthquakes, that's exactly what people have been conditioned to say. Hey, we earthquakes, who cares? We've always had earthquakes. Take a history test. And that's true. We've always had earthquakes. Now, what makes it different, though, for this time, is we've never seen earthquakes on this scale with such rapidity and volume as we've had in the last century alone. Let me just give you an example. From 100 AD to 1800, that's a span of 800 years, we've had 21 major earthquakes, 6.0 or greater. From 1800 to 1900, that's now only 100 years, there were 18 of them. From 1910 to 1929, in just 20 years, there was 4. From 1930 to 49, they did another 20 years, it jumped up to 9. In just the 50s, in 10 years, it was 9. In the 60s, there was 13. In the 70s, there was 51. In the 80s, there was 86. From 1990 to 1994, there was over 100 of them. And to me, just a cursory look at that is, hey, it seems like they're on the rise. And then I went up to a couple years ago, I was teaching on the sovereignty of God, his wisdom, and how he's omniscient. One of the ways that he shows that he knows the beginning from the end, he's all-wise, is Bible prophecy, because God alone predicts things centuries in advance in great detail before they ever happen. And that's, of course, what you would expect from somebody who's omniscient. And so I brought up this issue, and so I did some research, and that was back in 2006, and I looked on the USGS site, and that's why I challenge people, go to the site yourself, look at it. You know, see how many earthquakes are really happening. Well, back in 2006, just in 1 week, just in the United States, there was 454 earthquakes. Now, when I was going through this study with the final countdown of this year, I went there, and just in 1 week in the U.S., there was 1,100 earthquakes. You can go to their website. They've got it. There's so many earthquakes happening. They've got it broken down, color-coded, the whole nine yards. They have it with not just the last week. They've got it the last day. They even have it in the last hour. That's how many earthquakes are happening. And that's just the United States, not all over the world. So to answer the skeptic, I'd say, hey, just, you know, check out the facts, you know. Look at it yourself. It sure appears that in the last century alone, and even less than that, we have had a massive rise of earthquakes, exactly like Jesus said, prior to the end of days as a clear sign. But that's not all he said. He's very replete, unlike other false prophets out there. He said, you're not just going to see an increase of earthquakes, you're going to see an increase of famines. And again, the scoffer is going to take a look at that, and they're going to say, hey, exactly how they've been conditioned to respond. Hey, we've always had famines. What's the big deal? There's no reason and no need for me to pay attention to this sign here. You're just being one of those wacky fundamentalists. You're just being some extremist trying to scare me because all you want is my money, blah, blah, blah. Well, let's take a look again at the facts. Right now, the World Health Organization estimates that while one-third of the world is well-fed, another one-third of the world is underfed, and right now, as people are listening to this interview, one-third of our world right now is starving to death. Now, that's never happened before on this degree before. Just in the 1990s alone, 100 million just children in the 90s starved to death. A total of 4 million people are going to die from starvation this year, approximately. And that means about the time that people are done listening to this interview, there's going to be about another 400 people are going to die just because of food shortages, famine conditions, etc. And the question that I have is, well, hey, wait a second. Well, how could this be? This is mankind. We're supposed to be the most technological advanced era ever. How in the world could we have something like famine? Well, we bring out, you know, in the study on the final countdown, it's obviously sometimes caused by war. Sometimes it's caused by embargoes. It's government corruption, economic debt. Some of it actually is population control techniques that are being used. We'll get into that much later, Lord willing, on the one world government issue in great detail. That really does happen. But some of it, too, that people don't want to bring up is the environmental movement. And the environmental movement is, boy, there's just so much more going on than meets the eye with that. And again, we can get to that later. But when it comes to the issue of famine, it's because the environmental movement, they have stirred up restrictions on such things as fertilizers. And it's been traced, it's been studied that that's actually one of the reasons why, because they cannot use these fertilizers like they used to, is one of the reasons why, get this, 12,000 square miles of Africa right now is turning into desert. And, you know, that certainly doesn't sound like saving the earth to me. But speaking of deserts, the Africans, they're not the only ones who've got this problem. So right now are the Chinese. Today, as we speak, China is losing 4,000 square miles of land every year to deserts. About one-third right now of their total land mass is covered in the form of mass drifting sand dunes. It's absolutely amazing. And so what comes with that is famine. And this is, again, what makes it so different. Just in China alone, you tell me if this is not on the rise in the last century. That's why it makes it different, why you might want to pay attention to these signs from Jesus. There was a famine in China in the late 20s, early 30s, 1920, 1930, I think it was. 3 million people died just in China, just from that one famine. 6 years later, there was another one in China. 5 million people die. And in the late 50s, early 60s, there was another one in China. Get this. Just from that one famine, just in China, 20 million to 43 million are the estimates people died from that famine. And it's increasing. Throughout the world, a land area bigger than the state of Texas is becoming deserts every single year on our planet. And no matter what people are trying to do to reverse it, the deserts just keep on coming, which means so will famine. Okay? And so, again, to answer this, the skeptic, that's what we are dealing with. We're trying to deal with the facts, and we're looking at it. We're not just being blind idiots who are just taking things blindly. We're discovering the facts, and we're having to deal with it, and we're seeing, well, once again, it lines up with what the Scripture says. We are seeing an explosion of famines like never before, exactly like the Bible said would happen when you're approaching the last days. But Jesus, again, he's a loving, wonderful teacher. He continues on. He gives us another sign. He says, you're not just going to see an increase of earthquakes. It isn't just going to be famines. It's going to be horrible. He said, you're going to see an increase of pestilence. And that's what the text says there. In Luke, it's the parallel passage of Matthew 24. They approach Jesus. They said, teacher, when will these things happen? What's going to be the sign that they're about to take place? And he said, there's going to be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places. And again, the scoffer has been conditioned, in my opinion, to reply something like this. Well, so what? Diseases, pestilence, even pandemics. Hey, what's a big deal? We've always had those throughout history. And you're right. But here's the problem. In the last century alone, we have seen nothing short of an explosion of worldwide pestilence, not just one, but a multitude of them that could create a catalyst all over the world. Now, part of the difference, too, is because of the last Bible prophecy sign we dealt with, modern technology, we now, for the first time in mankind's history, have the global transportation system and technology to spread disease, to spread pestilence like never before, so that these things can actually go across the planet in no time at all. Now, that's never been able to happen in mankind's history except recently. And we saw the first one of those being leashed back in 1918 with the influenza outbreak from World War One. And the estimates there is that one outbreak not only spread incredibly fast because, again, the transportation system, the soldiers and other people, they took it home with them and spread, et cetera, but that one outbreak killed anywhere, they say, from 20 to 100 million people. But here's the difference. As recent as 1979, the U.S. Surgeon General made this big, bold announcement. And he said, it's time to close the books on infectious diseases. You know, we've got this conquered. This is mankind. We're in the most technological and medically advanced era ever. Well, did the prediction come true? Absolutely not, because the Bible's true, not the U.S. Surgeon General. By the 1990s, instead of fading out of existence, infectious diseases have gone absolutely ballistic. Of course, there's the issue with the AIDS virus. 36 million people now have it, plus worldwide. It's growing like wildfire. And then not only with the AIDS, that's just not even half the issue. The diseases, here's the point, that were once considered conquered, hey, no need to worry about these anymore, they're coming back, and they're coming back with a vengeance. Things like tuberculosis, malaria, cholera, diphtheria, even the Black Plague, and these things are coming back like crazy. But the question is, well, wait a second, once again, how could this be? I thought we were, you know, this is the great society, mankind, we're going to whip these diseases, we're never going to see this stuff again. Well, again, we deal with issues like scientific experimentation, some of it's biological warfare, but again, some of it's population control techniques. It's being leashed upon people, but we'll deal with that again later. But some of it is actually thanks to the pharmaceutical companies with this overusage of antibiotics. And studies have shown that we have now saturated ourselves with so many antibiotics that the diseases now are actually starting to mutate, and they're becoming resistant to all known medication, or at least that's available to you and I. And this has alarmed the medical community so much that they have actually stated, this is a direct quote, the emergence of bacteria strains that cannot be killed by the current arsenal of antibiotics could become a public health threat worse than AIDS. And then, of course, the propaganda machines are getting you and I ready for the next pandemic, the next worldwide pestilence, again, whether it's natural or supernatural, It doesn't matter. We hear that, you know, the scare a while back was SARS, then there was the Ebola virus, and then the latest one, of course, is for the last several years is avian bird flu. Watch out. And it's just a matter of time. It's going to be released. In fact, the scientific community has stated recently that they see us heading towards, quote, nothing short of a medical disaster. And so here's the point for the scoffer. Yeah, we've always had pestilence. You know, I agree. Take a history test, okay? But we have never had them on this scale globally. And not just one, not just two, but you could see for the first time with the transportation technology several of these things being leashed all at the same time. Like never before. You throw in some population control techniques, you throw in some biological warfare, hey, we've got disease, we've got pestilence, and the potentiality for them to be released like never before in the history of mankind. And that's exactly what Jesus said would happen when you're approaching the end of days. But that's still not all. Jesus continues on, and he talks about you're not just going to see the rise of earthquakes, you're not just going to see the rise of famines, you're not going to see just the rise of disease or pestilence. He says you're going to see an increase of wars as well. And that's what, again, he says in Matthew. They're sitting on the Mount of Olives, and the disciples come to Jesus and say, hey, Jesus, tell us when this is going to happen. What's going to be the sign of your coming in the end of age? And he says you're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And again, the scoffer is going to look at this passage. They're going to sarcastically say, hey, wars, schmores, no big deal. We've always had wars. Again, take a look at the history. We've always had wars. And again, that's true. Okay, but the difference is this. It's never been on the scale and the rapidity that we see in this last century alone. That's what's totally different about our days today.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network with Pastor Billy Crook. Heed what he's saying, ladies and gentlemen, and you certainly want to see. He's serious.
For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Diets simply don't work. 90% of dieters lose a few pounds, but then gain them right back, every time. At Radiant Clinic, we look at the cause of disease rather than merely treating the symptoms. We optimize thyroid and adrenal function, balance brain chemistry and hormones, all of which can cause weight gain. Our medical weight loss program will actually reset your metabolism so the pounds stay off permanently. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free guide to permanent weight loss or visit our website at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. But before we go on, would you like to get your website out there and people how to know how to get in touch with your ministry?
Sure. You can go to www.niagarafrontierbible.com. That's NIAGARAFRONTIERBIBLE.com, NiagaraFrontierBible.com, or you could just Google my name, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N as in Nancy, E, Billy Crone, and that'll take you where you need to go.
Okay, fine. And Billy's got really tremendous products, and, you know, I love this series on the Final Countdown, although there are other series. There's one in Revelation we're watching now, but, I mean, the clips, the video clips here are so great, and some of these, I just don't know where he got them, but they really are. Some of them, of course, taken off of television, some of the advertisements for IBM and the coming cashless society, and they're planning on a cashless society. And yet, no time in all of recorded history have we ever been to that point where you need to be able to buy nor sell. It's you know by the number of your name, or I had the mark of the beast by none the number. You know, by the number of his name, and or your name. Basically, we are moving towards that goal. It is being done specifically. We are being conditioned to accept it, and we're all going to eventually have a chip either in our hand or in a card or something of this sort. They're putting these into our passports now. Part of long-range planning planned out over 2,000 years ago. But go right ahead with this story.
You know, and that's exactly it, too. You know, and just that's kind of a issue that, you know, hopefully we can get to on the issue of one world economy. But just even just a little tidbit, you know, the whole things that are going on now is just it's leading towards that issue of a truly a global economy. But that's not the end thing. We've been prepped for that for quite some time. The end thing really is to literally control. And that's what Revelation 13 says that the Antichrist will be doing. One man will have the ability to control the whole planet, what people on the whole planet will be able to buy or sell. Now, the only way you're going to be able to pull that off is you're going to have the technology. That's what we saw last time with modern technology. That's what makes these days so different. We now have the technology available to us to where one man, if you will, could push a button and control literally what people buy or sell. Not only that is we have the technology on the planet for people to receive these things into their right hand, as the scripture says in Revelation 13, or their forehead as well, to control this information, to be used as a tracking device. This is commonplace, what's called RFID technology today, radio frequency identification. But not only that is you're going to have to not just get the economy global, and you're going to have the ability to truly turn it into an electronic cash society. Because once you do that, then it's truly wide open. Everything's electronic, which means it can be coupled with the electronic controlling devices, the technology, and so that for the first time in mankind's history, we cannot just have one global economy. We can have a global electronic economy and a global electronic ability for people to have within their bodies the ability to electronically make purchases, buy and sell, which also means that one person could literally, if you will, push a button and determine whether or not you get in or out of the system. It's almost like a matrix reality that's being placed upon us. But this is what, you know, we start with the first ones and you know, with the Jewish people, the modern technology, now we're on worldwide upheaval, and these are like the wake-up signs. It's like, hey, pay attention. What I just described to you with the one world economy, that's just one piece of the Antichrist kingdom. You got the one world government. You got the one world religion. Maybe we'll get to that in just a little bit. But all these things are birth pains. These are the beginning signs that you should wake up. There's so much more going on. And the point, of course, number one, get right with God. But two, learn how to be truly prepared. None of this is going to make sense until you look at it from God's vantage point, because he's the one that's got it mapped out for us. He's the one, because he cares about people, he's given us a heads up. And we left off last time not just with the increase of earthquakes, famines, and pestilence, but where we left off was another sign from Jesus saying, hey, pay attention. This global economy, this one world economy and religion, the Antichrist kingdom and government, it's coming down the pike. How do you know? Because the increase of wars. Okay, and again, the scoffer has been prepared to say, war, s'mores, who cares? We've always had wars. I don't need to pay attention to that. Well, granted, yes, we've always had wars, but not on the scale that we see today. For instance, in the last century alone, if we're honest with the information, let's be honest, we have never seen an explosion of not just wars, but worldwide wars like never before. In fact, more people have been killed by wars in the last century alone than at any other time of mankind's history. In fact, prior to World War I, war had never been universal on that kind of a global scale. But now we've had two of them, which, by the way, World War II is supposed to be the war to end all wars. But even since World War II, we've had more than 150 major wars. I joked before about there's so many earthquakes happening, forget the Weather Channel, we need to have the Earthquake Channel. And even with the wars, it's like, hey, forget the Weather Channel, we need to have the War Channel. Because there's so many wars going on simultaneously, we only hear about the big ones, if you will. 1993 alone, there was 29 major wars being fought. Okay, but that was broken in 95, 2 years later, when there were 71. We've got war on the planet like never before. The whole planet is gearing up. The whole planet is gearing up for war like never before. And again, you talk about Bible prophecy passages that are coming to pass with very great specifics. We're seeing for the first time in mankind's history the possible fulfillment of the passage of Scripture in Revelation 9 that talks about a 200 million man army. And it says this in Revelation 9, and the four angels who had been prepared for this hour and day and month and year were turned loose to kill one-third of all the people on the earth. Now, that's in the trumpet judgments. Prior to that is the sealed judgments, and already one-fourth of the earth has been annihilated in that judgment. But now we see that another one-third of the earth is gone. So about half the earth is gone at this point. They led an army of 200 million mounted troops. And John says, I heard an announcement of how many there were. Now, some people would say this passage is just referring to a great demonic host of 200 million demons, and it could be. It could very well be. Some people say that this is a literal army with literal people, and that maybe they're demonically possessed. And, you know, I kind of lean more towards that. And I think the lesson, of course, is personally I don't want to be there to find out. Hello. Okay. But here's the point, is that it just so happens for the first time in mankind's history, we now have a country called China who, if they pull in the militia, has the ability to muster up a 200 million man, if you will, army. Now, that's never happened before in mankind's history, but it's happening now. But that's not all. Concerning the wars and the rumors of wars and nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom that Jesus said would appear in the last days, listen to this passage of Scripture that's coming to life for the first time in man's history concerning the judgment upon those people who would come against Israel. Zechariah mentions this. Zechariah 14:12 says, this is the plague with which the Lord will strike all the nations that fought against Jerusalem. Listen to this. Their flesh will rot while they are still standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths. Now, some people would say, well, this is just some sovereign act of God where he supernaturally causes this plague, and just rots people's flesh off. And it could be. It very well could be. Again, I think the lesson is, I don't want to be there to find out, okay? But here's the point. For the first time in mankind's history, as I described that, we could see that that's modern weaponry easily, either a nuclear holocaust or a biological weapon. Either way, for the first time in man's history, we could see it coming to pass today.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Pastor Billy Cole.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Here's what John McCain says about his health care plan.
Let's give every American family a $5,000 refundable tax credit.
But here's what McCain's not telling you. He'd make you pay income taxes on your health benefits, taxing health insurance for the first time ever. The $5,000 tax credit? McCain's own website says it goes straight to the insurance companies, not to you, leaving you on your own to pay McCain's health insurance tax. And that's not all. McCain's tax will drive up costs, causing employers to drop coverage. Experts say 20 million could lose their insurance. We just can't afford John McCain.
Barack Obama's plan, strengthen employer-based coverage by reducing costs, cover pre-existing conditions, and recruit doctors and nurses to serve in small towns and rural communities. Read his plan at barackobama.com.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and we're simply talking about the final countdown. Are we living in biblical times? We've always lived in biblical times, but we never have seen all of the things coming together, the rapid advance in technology, the ability now to create a worldwide cashless society, the ability to field an army of 200 million. And so pick up the story there, please.
Yeah, and again, that's just the issue is, you know, again, the scoffer. And again, I used to be one of them, so I don't want people to think that, you know, I'm just being, you know, some wacky, bigoted, you know, supposed Christian, whatever. But listen, I used to be a scoffer, too, and I just challenge people, and that's what this is all about. We try to provide you the best information possible, as many different ways as possible, whether it be just factual information, and a lot of it is very, very visual. Because we knew that what we were about to expose to people, that if I were to just read an article or something, then we'd be accused of being wacky. So that's why we worked our tails off in providing the video information that you could see with your own eyes on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News, and just all these talking heads around the world, and your jaw drops. Because it's like, do they have any idea what just came out of their mouths or what they were just reporting on? And, of course, most people, again, they don't, unless you understand God's prophetic time plan. And we bring up commercials, things that they, all of this is propaganda to prepare us for the kingdom, the Antichrist kingdom that is rapidly coming across the planet. And, again, because God does care and God is real, he gives us warning signs to indicate when it's getting close. And that's what we've been dealing with on this program, with increase of earthquakes and famines and pestilence and wars is what we talked about last time. And speaking of war, again, the scoffers say, hey, we've always had wars, but not on the scale, again, that we see today. You turn on your news. What's the big scare? Not only could Zechariah 14:12 be talking about a nuclear holocaust very easily for the first time in man's history, we could see how that could take place, but speaking of nuclear warfare, as of 2000, but just between the U.S. and Russia, we now have enough nuclear bombs to destroy the planet, they say, six times over. But that's not the half of it. Turn on your news. What's going on right now? Small countries around the world have their own supply of nuclear weapons, and it's increasing. And, you know, it's just there's these crises, you know, and, of course, that's part of it. You create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. But there, when it comes to war, is getting more and more out of control. Many are saying not if, but when and where is the first nuclear strike going to be? And what a lot of people say happens after that, no one knows for sure. Me personally, I think that we need one more big, if you will, global catastrophe. Might be a whole bunch of different ones all at the same time, which would be a global war, global economy, just a whole total collapse, throw in a bunch of disasters. And then, to me, that's all the pieces are into place, I believe, for the Antichrist kingdom. I think we just need one big giant, maybe even a multitude of giant catastrophes to put the nail in the coffin, so to speak. And so, you know, and a lot of people do believe that it's going to be the, out of the ashes of these catastrophes, including possibly a World War III or just even the threat of it, is what's going to give birth officially to the Antichrist kingdom. And that's where all these, especially these four signs that Jesus gave us, leads us unescapably to the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And that's because Jesus, in the exact same order, of course, gives us what is going to be like in the first half of the tribulation. And he follows the exact same timeline, obviously because God's word is consistent. In the four horsemen of the apocalypse, you see the white horse is the first one, and that's the global false peace that's coming in, and I believe with the Antichrist being at the head of that. The second rider of the apocalypse is the red horse, and that all of a sudden the peace goes to a global war. Then you have the black horse, and that's a global famine. And then, of course, you have the pale horse, and that's a global death, that people are perished by the sword, famine, plague, and wild beasts. And again, if you pay attention to Matthew 24, when Jesus is talking, that's the exact same order that you have. And so the question that, again, I would have if I was going to be a skeptic would be, well, okay, do we see any evidence of the four horsemen of the apocalypse coming on the scene? Absolutely. And the first one comes in on this ride, if you will, of false peace. That's what the text says. He says, I watched, John said, as the Lamb, Revelation 6, opened the first of the seven seals. And then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, come. And I looked, and before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow. Now notice, it is a weapon of warfare, but it has no arrows. That's why many people believe he's going to be ushering in on this peace mentality. And he was given a crown. He didn't take it by force, as if by war, but he was given a crown. And he rode out to conquer, bent on conquest. It's going to be very fast. It's going to be very determinative. He's going to come in. This is what's kind of funny. Not really, but I mean, in essence, funny that the whole time of the tribulation is actually going to start with global peace. Now, I think it's going to get worse before we get to that, but I think that's exactly what it is. It's all being staged. Things are going to get worse like we've never seen before, so that we will be ushered for this first white horse rider, the first four horsemen of the apocalypse of global peace. Because here's what it is. You create enough global crises, then people are going to cry out for global peace. And that's exactly how the seven-year tribulation starts. So the question is, do we see any sign of that? Absolutely. Listen to all of these global entities and issues that are being thrust upon us so that the common denominator is everybody's crying out for a global peace. For the first time in mankind's history, first of all, we're connected globally, and that's a no-brainer. That's what makes these days so different. Never before in man's history have we been completely connected like this. So here's the point. So that when one country has a problem, guess what? It affects everybody. And that's what's so important that's being played out before our very eyes with the current economic situation. It doesn't just affect America. It's affecting the whole planet because we are connected globally. So here's the point. Now, what's it crying out? What is it producing in people? Not just a local cry. It's crying out for a global cry for global peace in our global economy. But then we not only see a push for a global peace amongst global economies, we're now seeing a global push for a global peace among religions. And that's because the mantra that's been thrust out there, and people say, well, don't you know that all religion is the cause of war, and people have bit into that. So now they're using that as the impetus as to why all the religions on the planet have to come together as one so that we can, what, have this global peace on the planet. But then we not only have global peace among the economy and religions, we even see it amongst the governments as well.
Hey, we're out of time, Shelley, but we'll get you back again next month. Oh, and because I want to hear about God bless. Bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results.
Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah, Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Pastor Billy Crone, and certainly we will be having him back, and we'll do 7654321. But if you'd like to get the complete DVD set, basically they come in two parts. Each container contains five DVDs, and I'll tell you, they are fascinating. Once you, he just simply gives a sermon. Of course, he gives you the background of what he's saying, and you'll actually see that on the screen. But then the video clips demonstrate this, and they're taken from national television, and they're taken from news clips, and they're taken from advertisements. He does an excellent job. It's something that you can certainly show to your friends. You can show at your church. Wonderful instruction. I think Billy's doing a great job and really appreciate so much his ministry. So we've known him for a long time when he was here in California. Now he's up by Niagara Falls, and but anyway, we recommend it. If you'd like to get either one, why they're each $29.95. Each one contains five DVDs. You get the two of them together for $10 off, and at $49.95 will get you the set of both sets. Or you can just get one, see if you like it, and then get the other one later. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Can we change what's coming? I don't know. I think we have a moral obligation to try, but along the way, and of course the real reason I do what I do is because I want to bring people to Christ, and a lot of people out there really don't know, don't understand the spiritual significance of what's going on today. But the truth of the matter is we're fighting a spiritual battle on a political, ideological, cultural, economic, educational battlefield, and our job is to let people understand that the message of the Bible is true and it is accurate, and believe me, the longer I live, the more convinced I am of the fact that God does rule in the affairs of men. Benjamin Franklin said that a long time ago, but it really is true. Well, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Let me remind you about our all-day conference we're going to be having on the 26th of October. That's a Sunday later this month. And, of course, it's at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. Beautiful site, beautiful northern shore of Monterey Bay where we live. It's usually a very good time of the year. But we're going to have Dr. Russell Blaylock here talking on medical issues, Joanna Michelson talking on spiritual issues, because she was a medium and deeply involved in the occult. And then, of course, Patrick Wood will be here talking about finance. And if you're not making the proper preparation for finance, why, you're going to be, of course, a very real problem, because most people are going to be wiped out economically because they think that things are going to come back again. They are not. This is going to be a terrible, terrible time for most Americans who have not made preparations for what lies ahead. So, and then, of course, Michael Shaw will be there talking on sustainable development.